He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Checking in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband this past week.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. What's new and exciting? I heard you found a dress. Are you getting a dress made? What's going on?
Oh my gosh, I found a dress, Anna. I actually found a designer. She's like a hidden gem. I don't think I'll ever buy a dress off a rack ever again.
All right. So you're planning your vow renewal, and you're going to be going to the Bahamas and having a party. This is in June. I know you were stressed about it, and now you just found a magic fairy lady that's going to make you a dress.
I did, and she makes dresses for all occasions, and she is basically the same price as off the rack or cheaper. So
really?
Yeah. She's like, I make party dresses, prom dresses, wedding gowns, and I was like, oh my God, I love you.
Are you terrified that, like, what if she makes it and you don't like it? Then what do you do? Can you return it?
Well, she's going to have to fix it, right? You know? Like, if I don't, she's going to make it right to my body, so I'm not going to need alterations. She does all that, so.
That's so cool.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
All right, so how's Raven behaving as a husband?
He's been good. I literally have been driving all over the state trying to find a dress, having meltdowns, and he's handled them well. I think he was more relieved than me when I came home and said I got a dress.
I really was. You know, she gets caught up in these things, but she's right to be planning ahead. You know, you can't get your hands on anything in time, so it doesn't matter what it is. So for this to be eliminated now beforehand, I mean, girls, you guys got it rough already. Every time we go anywhere, I hear the same thing. I have nothing to wear. And why do I hear that, babe?
Because I have nothing to wear.
Right, exactly. So if I asked you, Anna, if you had something to wear, you would probably tell me the same thing.
I mean, I have nothing to wear.
That's what I'm saying. So, you know, it's a terrible, terrible thing. Mm-hmm. So I didn't want to be dealing with this as we got closer to the actual date. That would just be stressful. And, you know, that'll be coming up on vacation time. You want to enjoy yourself during these things. So that is done. The box is checked.
I said when I was an adult, I was going to have like an outfit for every occasion. So if somebody called me last minute and I had to go somewhere, I had a go-to outfit. And somehow, still at this age, that's not the case. And I don't understand why. I don't know why I keep buying clothes, but then none of them are ever right when the situation pops up.
Yeah, same.
Yep. Yeah, she did reward me for all that good behavior this past week, though, by sending me to pick up the dog from his traumatizing haircut. I mean, there was that.
Oh, my poor baby. My poor baby. He doesn't even look like the same dog. Did she show you a photo, Anna? It's so sad. I don't even want to talk about it too loud because he knows.
I'm not carrying the photo. It's not in my phone. That way he knows that I love him more. You better not post it. We talked about that.
Oh, no. No. No, I can't.
No, so your dog had a bad grooming experience and is taking it really hard. Now, has Raven been supportive to your puppy while this has been going on?
Oh, he has, and he actually called me on his way home to warn me not to react, like to get it out of my system because it was bad. So, yeah, and now I have to tell everybody that comes over, don't mention his beard. Do not say a word.
Right. And don't freak out about when you see him, right?
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Her grandparents are typically the worst, but they came by yesterday. I thought that was going to be the end of it, but it was okay. They played it off. It was all right.
I have to say, I don't think my dog Lila has ever been aware of what she looks like. Or
yeah. Well,
you know, all right.
We hit all the mirrors in the house. And
oh, good. That makes sense.
Anything that faces down that's shiny, no, we're just going to let that get filthy over the next couple weeks there until this thing grows back a little bit. I just have no idea how long it's going to take.
Yeah, logical. All this makes total sense. What kind of grade would you like to give Raven for the week?
I'm going to give him an A, and I mean, he handled it pretty well. He had to pick up the dog. I mean, he's taken all the blame for the missing beard now, I'm pretty sure. So, yeah, I guess an A.